Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Tapped by Coors Light. Ducks fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague right here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We got a lot to get to over the next hour of this fine radio program. Sprague and Line coming up, bottom of the hour. Final thoughts on Oregon and Washington coming up in about 13 minutes from now. And also an opportunity that I want to see if you guys are interested in that's happening in 2022.
Ooh, I always love thinking about what's going to go down in 2022.
2022, would you do this? We'll close up the show with that.
Is that like a ropportunity?
Yeah, it could be. And I bought my Mega Million ticket this morning, so I'm ready to win my $400 million, and I will see you two.
Yeah, they're saying it's going up over a
loser's
it's gonna get
later.
Over yeah.
I'm going to flip you a couple of birds on my way out tonight, say see you later, and then go cash my $400 mil this weekend.
So I was thinking at the end of the show.
I might take a jet to Pullman when I win that tonight.
Oh, yeah, you for sure should do that. I was thinking about the end, maybe having listeners say, what's the most ridiculous thing you think you for sure would buy if you won?
Okay.
And then I think all three of us, well, I don't know if you play this game, but all three of us, we need to get it on the record. How much does each get if said person wins?
Like how much do we give each other
right.
if we win? Okay, we'll do
right.
that. Close up the show with that.
And I also don't know if I would give everybody at the station money.
Oh, that's a juicy hot take right there.
I got a lot of people to give money to.
Are you going to name names?
We can get into that. I have no problem with it.
Okay.
Well, it's no different than them talking about not going to your wedding.
Yeah, that's true. That has been discussed.
I think Primetime said if you invited them, they probably wouldn't want to go.
They did, yeah. They insinuated an invitation and then declining an invitation, which...
That's made very, very Primetime.
That made, yeah. made for good
I don't
radio.
Know if I'm doling out cash to anybody but my family.
Wow, no, Swigart,
no
that hurts, man.
Wait, are you saying now
all
is...
the trials and tribulations that we've been
now,
through?
I would definitely want to, like bucket list stuff. Like, let's plan a trip to the Masters or something, yeah. and I am financing absolutely everything.
Okay, could you I'm just, okay with that.
Could you finance my student loans away?
Or... Can you finance my mortgage?
But no, because
is that word
this
now?
Is exactly why. Yeah. Outside of, like, close immediate family... I'm not doling out straight cash because there's no way to keep it quiet. And somebody will say, well, yeah, he kicked me 500 G's or whatever.
Right.
And then you run the risk of if oh, every. If
yeah, there is a way to keep it quiet.
No, there's not.
They're called NDAs.
No. Non-disclosures.
You're signing an NDA if I'm giving you money.
Sue your ass if yeah. you tell anybody.
For sure.
But absolutely like a bucket list.
I'm okay with that, Swigart. I'm okay with that.
Or a gift or something.
Yeah.
You know, you want, you know, a kegerator in the do the man cave upright or something like that. I'm down with doing something like that, that's sort of personal, a gift and that.
The bank of swag. You just got to hit them up
but
with
yeah,
a
I'm
request.
Not, I'm not cutting checks to anybody I'm not related to.
You don't count, even like your childhood buddies?
No.
Wow.
That avoids.
You might be closer with them than your blood. Do you think about stuff like that? Like I have lots
no.
of friends I'm closer than half my family.
No, I see. And all of my family pretty much lives, and I'm talking to my immediate family, not aunts, uncles,
mom,
and
dads,
cousins. They're all
sisters,
right here. I've grown up
right.
with them.
Right.
They're all right here. So, so yeah. And that just avoids any perceived weights. You paid his thing and you're not giving me anything.
Well, now we know where we stand. Somebody texted in, hey, I'm a P1 John since the night show days when you were a trio. If you win, how much do I get? Well, I'm going to ask you back, John. If you win, how much do I get? You answer first, and
whatever
then I'll follow
your number
up.
Is, John, I will give you that number.
I will corroborate
there
that number,
go.
Whatever you give me. One quick recruiting note. This is pretty irrelevant but kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah, I'm getting hit up about this, and I'm going to lose
my mind.
This
is kind of cool. People are excited about this. Before we get Pac-12 picks, by the way, just in one moment. Oregon has landed a verbal commitment from Cross Patton. And if you don't know who he is not a well-regarded recruit. He's a preferred walk-on, it sounds like, but he is Big Boy's son.
A preferred walk-on, doesn't that put them in, like, the two-star range
probably
most times?
That would be my guess, a two-star range.
Right,
he's not a big
time.
It's not like, oh, my God, they landed the number one kid in the country. This is if he's not Big Boy's kid, this isn't a story.
So, okay. It's cool because Big Boy's going to go to a couple games.
He'll be hanging out in Duck Yard. Right. Yeah, that's
so is that the only
cool.
reason people are so jacked?
My was a preferred walk-on at Oregon State.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He was.
Yeah, so I'm not putting a ton of stock into this kid being great in college. It's just cool that Big Boy's there. That's all. Mm. When you land the kid of a famous person, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
What's cooler, having Big Boy for the next 4 years or The Rock at one game?
I don't know that's tough. Probably The Rock at one game because it's the freaking Rock.
I mean, he is outcast. Though.
And I would also ask, but how many
what
games
if
over the next
3,000 shows?
Yeah,
up?
What if they do like a halftime show together?
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo.
I've changed my answer on that. Yeah, so they landed the son of Big Boy. Big Boy's been at a couple. He was at the Oregon Stanford game. Remember, he randomly showed up on game day. He was there.
That was a recruiting violation, by the way.
Shh, no, it wasn't. Shut your mouth. His kid is verbally committed to Oregon.
Not he's by a, Oregon. I think
up.
It was by ESPN.
He's a preferred walk-on. Cross Patton. He's going to Oregon. Okay, let's get to our Pac-12 picks. Injected. So last week, here's your scoreboard. Yours truly took home the W with the 3-1 weekend. The one that did it for me was taking UCLA over Cal. That was the swing game.
That's right. I took
the Bruins. You both took Cal. The only game that I lost was Colorado. You both lost Cal and USC. Sprague, you, by the way, went 2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took...
You lost Cal and you lost Washington. And Swigard lost.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Oregon-Washington game, yeah.
Am I an idiot?
He lost Cal, too.
Yeah, you did. I'm an idiot. Swigard went 3-1, too. We tied.
Oh, you took Oregon?
Yeah, he took Oregon, too. Yeah.
Nice.
God, I'm bad at math.
Dirt just wants to win.
I just
he
like
sucks
saying
at
I
the
won.
NFL picks. He just wants to win something.
You bite your tongue. Now, it should be noted I'm already off to an 0-1 start this week because I took, for some dumb reason, Arizona State yesterday. So you guys both have a game up on me right now.
Suck on that one, Dirt.
So your leaderboard right now, I'm at 40-10. Swigard is at 38-12, and you are at 38-12. So I have a two-game lead on the twos of you.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Save Oregon State for last in this segment, because that's how we do things around here. Colorado, Washington, 12:30 on Fox. Huskies are like a 17-point favorite in this bad boy. In Seattle. Who bounces back, Huskies or the Buffaloes?
Some people subscribe to the BYU-type thumping Washington laid down a few weeks back. Colorado played bad against USC, point blank. I don't even know if it was anything really USC did. They just played like crap. And I don't expect that to happen again. I think that the Oregon hangover is real because Oregon is a physical team.
Have you seen Oregon opponents, by the way, are winless against Power? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. But I did see that, and I thought that was an interesting stat.
Yeah.
But this streak will end. Washington will win this game, but 17 is a lot of points. I think Colorado keeps it a little closer than that.
Yeah, I don't know about the health of Laviska Shenault. He was banged around in their last game. But if anybody is equipped in the secondary to deal with him, it's the Huskies. I don't know if it'll be 17 just the way Washington plays. I think they're going to try and ground it out and establish that running game no matter who the running backs are. But Washington will win by double figures.
Yeah, outside of BYU, really, they haven't had one of those like dominant blowout wins. And North Dakota doesn't really count. All the other games have been – Arizona State was closer. UCLA was a touchdown game. Oregon was a close game. So, I mean, I do kind of like Colorado to cover the spread, but their offense is really concerning. They couldn't move the ball on USC last weekend.
Washington's defense is light years better than USC's. So I do like the Huskies to win. I just don't know how many points they're going to score on Colorado. That may be a lower scoring game, but I will take the Huskies. This one's a pretty intriguing game. Pac-12 South implications are huge in this one. 5 o'clock for some reason on the Pac-12 network. USC 4-2. They are on the road at Utah, also 4-2. Utes are looking better. Trojans are looking better. Who you got?
You know, Porter Gustin out now for the rest of the year. I really want to pick USC in this game for some reason. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just thinking too much about the Colorado game and the way they played for Clay Helton. I'm going to go with Utah here. I think Utah at home edges them. I think this is a field goal game, though. I think we're going to get a good one in Salt Lake City, and I'll take Utah.
I'm the opposite. I want to pick Utah, but I don't know how much stock to put in that last win. I don't know if the offense was real or...
They played well at Wazoo.
And they did. I think JT Daniels is getting more and more comfortable going down the fields on them. So I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to take USC. But again, I think it's going to end up being a field goal game too.
Yeah, this one has close game written all over it. I like Utah's defense and the way they played the last couple of weeks. Their two losses aren't bad losses. I mean, they were in it against Washington. They were in it against Washington State. They just couldn't get enough offense going against the Huskies. And then they lost, you know, towards the end against the Cougars. I'm going to take Utah. This one was in L.A. I would take USC. I'm going to go home field advantage here.
Clay Helton doesn't lose in L.A.
He literally has never lost in L.A. That's a tough place to play at Rice-Eccles. Utah, I think, has figured some things out on offense. Moss is a stud running back. I think they got enough offense to at least get a couple of scores on the board. I will take the Utes at home. Next one up, 7:30 night game on ESPN2. How about this, Turd Ferguson? Arizona and Rhett Rodriguez in L.A. taking on UCLA.
Ugh. I will not want to watch this game at all. I'm taking UCLA. I think Chip Kelly goes from me wondering is he going to go winless to getting two straight wins.
Back to back, baby.
Look, their offense is kind of clicking a little bit now. They've established a running game, and Arizona can get ready for it all they want. They do not have a good offense right now. Rhett Rodriguez going for his first career start. I'm going to take Chip Kelly at home and the UCLA Bruins to ride that wave of their win against Cal to beat Arizona.
I'm going to ride the UCLA wave, too. I think that two teams, momentum going the opposite ways. Look, Arizona thought they had maybe turned things around against Oregon State. Not so much. Now you're dealing with a backup quarterback. So UCLA can really focus in on J.J. Taylor and stopping that run and seeing if the quarterback can beat him. And their offense continues to roll, so I'll take the Bruins.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bruins, too. Arizona last week, that was such an awful performance at Utah. They just looked terrible from start to finish in that one. I'm not buying in that UCLA's figured something out here, but it is a young team that has at least gotten better each of the last 2 weeks, close against Washington, and then a 30-point win at Cal last week. Arizona's not much of a foe. I think UCLA gets the win at home. Last one up for this segment. We'll get to Oregon and Washington State here in the next segment. Oregon State looking to get off the Pac-12 schneid. They're at home, 1-5, 0-3 in conference against Cal, also 0-3 in conference. Do the Beavers get it done in Corvallis?
Yes, yes, they do. Go Beavers. How about that? I think the bye week was beneficial for them.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They have the number one rushing attack.
There you
I know
go.
They also have the number one rush defense in a bad way. But I think a back and forth one, I kind of like the over in this game. I think both teams put some points on the board. But I think Research Stadium is as full as it's ever been this season. I think Retro Benny and Oregon State get their first conference win in over a year. Give me Oregon State.
Yeah, that's just that time. They had an extra week to gear up for it. They should have a full crowd at Research with homecoming.
It's kind of a perfect time, too. I think it's a 1 o'clock
kick. The weather
kick.
Should be good. Yep. It's all coming together. So, yeah, I'll hop on the Beaver bandwagon for this week.
Yeah, the last time they had one of these kind of games, it was against Arizona, and I ended up taking Arizona in that one. I understood why Oregon State – I understand why Oregon State fans were fired up about it, but there was just something about Khalil Tate and the fear of him running around and making plays. I have that same fear with Cal this weekend in McElwain. But I'm going to take Oregon State for one reason and one reason alone.
Yes.
Retro Benny.
Yeah, baby.
Retro Benny's got some magic in him.
Yep.
And if they win this weekend, we need to start a petition to make that their perma mascot and get rid of the damn nutria and go back to the good old days of Beaver football. Give me the Beavs this week. I'll take them.
We got some breaking news.
Oh, we got some breaking news? What's
in
happening?
College football. The Pac-12 specifically.
What do you got?
Oregon and Baylor adding a home and home in 2027 and 2028 in football.
Oh, God.
We're going to go to Baylor? You want to go to Waco?
Oh, God.
Or Wacko, depending on how you view it.
All right.
What? Baylor might be a really good program by that point.
It's Baylor. No, but I don't want to play Baylor. Actually, beating them would be fun.
I would keep your wives at home, but that might be a decent trip.
All right, there you go. There's some breaking news for you. 2027, hopefully we're still alive. Okay, Oregon and Washington State, some final thoughts on that one. Showdown in Pullman. Who you got? 55305. I got a poll question on it. We'll update that on the other side. Ducks and Cougs thoughts next on The Fan. We got new buttons for our microphones in here, and I keep pressing the wrong one. I keep turning the old one on first.
Well, I keep, because it's a little box now. It used to be, like, stuck in the table. So when I hit the button, I'm moving, like, the whole box.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man.
Easily, yeah.
Your Wheatstone will come loose, and then you won't be able to talk anymore.
Will Wheaton's going to be really mad.
He is. Hey, well, Spring the Line coming up. Bottom of the hour, talk some lottery stuff to close out the show. Also, I have a 2022 opportunity for you, and I want to see if you're interested in it.
A listener said the Baylor and games were announced already. Am I late on that? Because Brett McMurphy just tweeted it out.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Brett McMurphy just tweeted it like it's new news.
I didn't remember that being news, but maybe I missed it.
I don't know, but that's happening in 10 years. Oregon and Washington State tomorrow. It's the game of the conference. Big one just in terms of what it means for both programs sitting here at one conference loss, the North race being wide open. Stanford got a win last night, so they're still at one conference loss. Washington with the one conference loss, and then Oregon and Washington State as well. I'm going to give you two numbers that I think if you're a Cougar fan, it'll make you feel good, or if you're an Oregon fan, it'll make you feel good.
Okay.
And the number I'm going to give you, if you're a Coug fan that you would identify going into this one that you just absolutely love, when you look at passing defenses in the conference, and this is also including the fact that Oregon hasn't really played a ton of dynamic passing teams, actually probably zero dynamic passing, maybe Washington a little bit, but
Browning can sling it. Let's not sell him short here.
That's fair, but Cal's not a good passing offense. Their non-conference teams were all bad, and then Stanford, they got some good targets, but Oregon's pass defense at this point in the season, they rank 10th in the conference. They're giving up about 240 yards per game. The only passing defenses that are worse right now in the conference are Stanford and Oregon State. Those are the only ones that are behind him. So I think if you're an Oregon fan, you're concerned about that. But the stat that you do like, if you're in favor of Oregon in this one, is what the last two opponents against Washington State have done to them on the ground. And that is Utah and Oregon State. Utah, in that close game in Pullman a couple weeks ago, ran the ball for 204 yards on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week in Corvallis, Oregon State ran the ball for 276 yards as a team on Washington State.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that I identify. I think that's what the game will come down to, is Oregon's defense in the secondary having to play much better than they had. And for Washington State, if they give up 276 yards on the ground to Oregon, if Oregon State can do that against them, do you think Oregon controlling the line of scrimmage should be able to? Oregon's going to be able to neutralize Washington State's strengths in this football game.
Well, I think the bye really only helps Washington State from one angle. Leach, no doubt, has mixed in a trick play here or there in games. I don't expect their offense to be any different than what they have on film. The bye helps Washington State defensively, and that's where they need it the most, because their defense, I believe, has the ability to be pushed around a little bit. I know Penei Sewell is out, and he's been unbelievable, but I still believe in the offensive line group and think you can establish a run. So now it's going to be about Washington State bringing guys up and saying, we're not going to let you push us around the way that you kind of did against Washington. Even against the Huskies, it was only 3.5 per carry, but it was the nature in which you did it. It was the timing in which you'd bust off 7, 8, 9 yard runs. It was the fact that you never had a negative rush from anybody that got a handoff. So I think the bye week really only benefited Washington State from the defensive side. I don't think it's going to help them at all. I think Jim Leavitt and that defense know exactly the team they're going against. Mike Leach has his little 8-page notepad, and he may have one trick play in there, but I think for the most part, they are who they are. And that's why I kind of look at this matchup, and I think it's going to be a great football game. The atmosphere, the energy, Washington State is a good top 25 team, and in the Pac-12, I'm not really sure the best team is really that far away from a middle of the range or middle of the pack to, you know, second tier ish team in the conference. So I expect it to be a good football game, but really the bye, man, when you talk about the bye week for Washington State, it's really only on one side of the ball, because I think Jim Leavitt and Mario Cristobal and everybody else on that staff, they know what Washington State is going to do. They're going to throw the ball. That's predominantly who they have been. It's just a matter of can they get those guys, can Tracy Clays get his defense ready to try to stop or take away the run? And even then, Oregon still has Justin Herbert to rely on.
That, I think, is the thing that I took away most from the Washington game as a main positive. It wasn't just getting a win and what it meant for Oregon just to get that W over the Huskies. It was more so the way in which you won the football game. Because if you're a defensive coordinator, if you're Tracy Clays this weekend, how do you game plan against Oregon's offense? What do you try and take one away? Do you stay balanced to both?
If I'm Tracy Clays,
do you dare Justin Herbert to beat you? Like, how do you go about defending them at this point?
I think the one thing you have to realize is Dylan Mitchell's having a great year, and it's going to be tough to really neutralize him completely. It sounds really dumb given what we thought preseason about Oregon. I'm going in on the run. I want Justin Herbert to throw the ball. And that doesn't mean, in my opinion, when I say that, that doesn't mean that I think Justin Herbert's going to lose you the game. But there's something to this Oregon program now with Mario Cristobal that I think they thrive off the run. I think last weekend it just bolstered the confidence in what their approach now is in the game. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about the Heisman Trophy and Justin Herbert being hurt by it statistically because he hasn't had a moment and he didn't light up Washington. I don't think that matters whatsoever to anybody in this program. Coach, recruits, Justin Herbert, doesn't matter. I think what they care about is establishing their culture and who they are. So if you're going to ask me defensively, I think Washington State's got to gear up to try to take away the run.
I think you wanted it even to be more of a track meet, too. If Oregon's going to score, you kind of want them to score quick and you're just trading points. You don't want Oregon just to go pound and ground and control the clock and go slow.
Because even with the front seven, we know that front seven, you can pass on them. I think they're a better passing team than Washington, so that's going to give Washington State some confidence to do what you're saying. You take away the run, or they leave the first quarter and they have barely any yards, they're going to go, okay, we got to sling it a little bit. They've kind of neutralized that.
All right, pick time. What are you taking, Oregon or Washington State?
I will tell you in the next segment. I'm spraying the line on this game.
Okay, Swigard?
I'm going to take the Ducks. I think it won't get to the 50-point. I don't think it'll be the total shootout.
The
over-under
is 66. Vegas doesn't think this is really that big of a shootout.
I think it's going to be in that range, 34-30 sort of thing.
Okay.
And I think the Ducks are going to make a concerted effort to run and control the clock again, see if they can draw all the front seven, get some safeties to come downhill in the box.
Yeah, you get some play action
and then
pass
get some
going,
play action and try and get Dylan Mitchell deep.
That's one thing they haven't used much this year is a play action pass. Maybe that's a big one. Yeah, I'm going to take Oregon. I just think they have more balance on offense, and I trust their defense slightly more than Washington State's. Not a lot, but slightly more. Than Washington State's to come up with a stop when they need it. Sprague will make his pick and Sprague in the line in the next segment, and that's where we're going next. Get your fake sponsors in 55305. Kevin Todd will hop on. We'll try and pick some winners for the weekend. We'll do all of that next.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Hey, Sprague in the line brought to you by the NFL. Even our game on Thursday between the Broncos and Cardinals provided more value than a Sprague pick.
Come on, guys. It's that bad?
It was that bad. Sprague and Live brought to you by Vontaze Burfict. These picks are so bad, they're going to dirtily hurt your wallet.
You know what we say with
well
my picks?
Played. Well played.
We're coming for your money. We're coming for you.
Sprague and
Ben Roethlisberger gets outraged by it.
Sprague and Live brought to you by Joel Klatt. Too soon. Sprague and Live brought to you by...
Did you hear what happened this morning?
No. Did he miss it again?
Yes.
He did again?
And we're not getting him back today.
Oh, wow.
The phone connection, because Dusty and Kim, as you mentioned.
No. We had him on the line, but we were still working out the...
technological
whatever.
Issues.
We had him online, didn't have him online. We lost him, and he had a production meeting, so we lost him for the day.
Peace, I'm out of here. I'm not calling back.
Dusty and Kim have missed him back-to-back weeks. In both the biggest game for the Ducks, they have missed Joel Klatt.
They're doing that game, aren't they? It's a Fox game. Isn't...
Is Klatt doing it? Is Joel Klatt doing the game?
Joel's got the Michigan State game.
Oh, they're not doing Oregon Watch. That sucks.
9 a.m. game for Joel Klatt.
They had the same thing last, so that sucks. Yeah. One more here. Sprague and Live brought to you by Mega Millions. You have a better chance of winning that than Sprague getting a pick right. All right, let's bring him on. Kevin Todd, sportsbrokers.com at Kevin Todd Sports. What's happening, Kevin? How we doing today, man? Oh, no.
We're
having a Joe Clapp.
Oh, no.
We're having a Joe Clapp moment.
Hold on. Hot route.
Joe Clapp in this segment.
Well, let me, as we try and figure out what the hell is going on.
I was talking to him the whole break.
You did. He's doing great. He was sounds very lovely today. He's ready to pick some games.
I got his address for the vodka.
Yeah, you got to send him some vodka. You lost
the liquor store this weekend.
Here's how you get you guys did last week. So you took it doesn't look like this is gonna work. Swigart's raising his hands in the air like he doesn't know what's going on.
Did we just hang up on him? Or?
You Sprager lost. You were 1-2. The Bears at the Dolphins was a loss for you.
Thank you to the Bears for blowing my 2-1 week. And they were 21-7 and had a touchdown erased on a bogus penalty and could not beat Brock Osweiler.
Although to be fair, I'm gonna flip the coin on you on this one because that was a brutal blow.
Sure.
You also were very close to going 0-3 because your only win was Florida -7 at Vanderbilt.
Well, yeah. Sure.
That was a near.
By the way, I had Did I take Washington?
Loss. You took Colorado, Florida, and
Colorado.
The Bears.
That's right.
You took Colorado +7
at
USC.
That was dumb.
And Kevin Todd won Utah -14 against Arizona, and then he went 1-2 as well. Are we trying this again?
Yes.
On.
Go.
Kevin, can you hear me?
I hear you. Hear me?
All right. We got you, baby.
We didn't Joe Clatt it. We didn't Joe Clatt it.
We got a guest. All right. Here we go. So we got a couple of 1-2 weekends. Kevin Todd, since he's our prestigious guest, I'm going to give him the floor first.
Wow.
Sprager on the year. You're 10-10-1. Kevin Todd, 6-14-1. Let's pick some winners, boys. Kevin Todd, where are we going, buddy?
Well, as always, you know I've been doing good on Friday nights. So I'm going to give you another Friday night game tonight. I like Air Force here laying the 9.5 on the road at UNLV. Basically, UNLV plays right into the hands of Air Force where they stop the run, only giving up 101 yards per game. And I know that the fact that they pretty much double in the rushing on the defensive side for UNLV where they give up over 200 yards, I think Air Force can control the game, get enough turnovers, and score consistently. I like Air Force in this matchup laying the 9.5. Friday Night Lights.
He's got the Friday Night action going. I like it. Sprager, where's your first pick?
I'm going to go to some college football action, one I've been sniffing around on since Wednesday, and it's a ranked opponent going on the road against an unranked opponent, and that's number 20, Cincinnati, traveling to Temple to take on the Owls, right? The Temple Owls. Right now, Temple is a 3.5-point favorite, and I love this game for Temple. They got a really good offense, and I think Cincinnati is slightly overrated. They were losing to UCLA early in the year, and I know a lot has changed in those weeks. I just don't think Cincinnati's that good. I think Temple's got an opportunity to win this game and win this game going away. I'm going to take Temple -3.5 to get the upset.
Okay, we're talking to our boy Kevin Todd at Kevin Todd Sports on Twitter, 1-800-220-6262, thesportsbrokers.com. Where's pick number two, KT?
Listen, I love Oregon to this weekend, catching 3 for a few reasons. One of the main reasons, Oregon's playing with double revenge, losing the last 2 times they played against Washington State. But this is a different team, fellas, I'm telling you. Washington State is pretty much one-dimensional. They only rush for 71.8 yards per game. I think that Oregon is a dynamic team where they can run the ball, pass the ball, playing good defense. Getting the 3 is a gift. I believe they win the game outright. I was impressed with them last week at home winning that game against Washington. Give me Oregon +3, but I'll take them to win the game outright.
Okay, taking +3 and also outright. Sprager, where's pick number 2?
So what should I put in the tweet? Straight up or the +3?
Both as a bonus.
Oh, bonus pick, taking the money line.
Okay. Well,
+130, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go the same game. I hate to do that. We don't like to do that very often here, but it's the local game. It's the Big Pac-12 game, and it's one everybody has their eye on. I've talked about this matchup all week. I told you I can't get that Utah game out of my head. I'm pumped for Pullman, Washington to have game day there. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, no doubt. I think Washington State is a very good football team, but as we just discussed in the last segment, I think there's too many advantages for Oregon in this game. I expect a close one, but I am going to take Oregon +3 in it.
Okay, both taking Oregon +3. Kevin, where's our last pick this week?
I'm going with a team that has not won a game yet, fellas. I like Nebraska in this matchup here, laying the 4 points at home against Minnesota. If you watched Nebraska play, I believe last week, They played tough against Northwestern, going to overtime, losing. But then Minnesota played Ohio State tough on the road, where I think they left everything on the field to try to beat them. Now they're traveling to a winless team that has nothing to lose. This team is not going to a bowl game, and it's dangerous to play a team that's winless because that's when they pull out all the tricks. I like Nebraska to win this game by at least 7. Give me Nebraska here, laying the 4.
I like Nebraska too, minus the 4. I'm all bored with that one. I like that.
It kind of feels like he was saying Nebraska. Like,
he's saying Nebraska?
It's Nebraska because it's a new team.
I love it.
Also, real quick, how many dogs do you have in your house?
Including my son, 3.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Well, listen, I have 1 puppy and 1 old one. I know. You hear him barking, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who let the dogs out?
You got a purse dog, or do you got, like, a big-size dog?
I have 2 golden doodles.
Golden doodles.
You seem like a golden doodle guy. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing, Kevin. It doesn't. All right, my last pick.
Can I say I'm a little fruity?
I didn't say that. I'm going to go to the NFL for my last pick, and I'm actually going to go a different way. I picked this team last week to win, and they completely screwed me. They are a much better team at home, no doubt. But I am going to go with the New England Patriots, minus the 3 on the road at Chicago. I think New England views this opportunity as another chance to improve upon their resume this year, to build even more confidence. And Khalil Mack has a bum ankle. I think Mitch Trubisky can get a couple touchdowns. I just think Bill Belichick's going to outfox Matt Nagy. So I'm going to take Tom Brady and that New England offense to go into Chicago and win by a touchdown. I'll take the Patriots minus the 3.
Okay, here's a recap of the picks. Kevin Todd's taking Air Force minus the 9.5 at UNLV. That is a game tonight. He's taking the Ducks plus the 3 at Washington State. A bonus pick, Oregon also on the money line. And the Nebraska minus the 4 at home against Minnesota. Sprager's taking Temple minus 3.5 at home against Cincinnati. Oregon also plus the 3 up in Pullman tomorrow. And then the Patriots on Sunday minus the 3 in Chicago. Let's get some wins this weekend, boys. Huh? How we feeling?
Talking about the Oregon game and the Washington State game. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at the strength of schedule, listen, Oregon could easily be undefeated if they didn't really make that huge mistake against Stanford. The only quality win that Washington State has, and you have to agree with me, is Utah, because USC, yeah. I know they lost to USC, but USC is not that same team as they were in the past years. And the only quality win they have is against Utah. So I would also give the strength of schedule as far as wins and losses to Oregon.
Yeah, where are you playing? Stanford and Washington, yeah. Kevin
and
Todd's,
they beat a Cal team on the road that was ranked.
Yeah, at the time they
at
were.
At the time.
Yeah, right. Wheels have fallen off a little bit for Cal lately. Sportsbrokers.com, 1-800-220-6262 is how you can reach him, at Kevin Todd Sports. Thanks for the picks, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Take care.
There you go. Kevin Todd, every single Friday for Sprig in the Line.
Golden Doodles?
He's a Golden Doodle guy. I didn't peg him as a Golden Doodle guy.
What would you have pegged him?
I could see him. He doesn't strike me as a dog guy. I figured my wife is a dog person, and they have, like, purse dogs.
What are those security dogs? They're black. They're not
Doberman Pinschers.
Yes. Doberman Pinschers.
Doberman Pinscher guy. Yeah.
Totally expected him to go that route.
Got to protect his stuff.
Right. Just, he's got that nice house in Florida, and he's got that mean dog. Doesn't like anybody.
Sprague and Lie brought to you by the Oregon Lottery. We got a billion reasons and better odds in these picks. Sprague and Lie brought to you by... Can we have a moment of silence for these picks? I actually like your picks this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. I like his Nebraska pick. We both have been on that all week,
I too. I do. Sprague and Lie brought to you by Golden Doodles. When you go with Sprague's picks, you'll be able to afford bronze doodles, maybe rust. Sprague and Lie brought to you by Beachfront Property in Oklahoma. Even it has a better return on investment than a Sprague pick.
Is it the Beachfront Property?
Sprague in the Line, brought to you by Skim Milk. It's water that's lying about being milk, just like Sprague is a degenerate that's lying about being a good gambler.
A lot of milk.
Let's see. Let's go one more here. Sprague in the Line, brought to you by Swag's Bowels. The only thing that can clear a room faster? A Sprague pick.
Swagalicious.
I like that one.
Tell you right now, today, the only one that's lost money is Marcus Greaves.
Yeah, and the only one who's won money so far is me. Boom. Up $100, baby. Here Boom. We go. Let's go lose it. Okay, we'll wrap up the show. I have a 2022 opportunity for you, and then how much money are we giving to each other when we win the Mega Millions?
What are you buying? What's the most ridiculous thing you buy if you won the Mega Millions?
55305. I just handed you a $400 million check. What's the dumbest thing, ridiculous thing you're going to go buy? We're all going to do it next on The Fan. Hey, you go, fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Isaac and Suit coming up top of the hour. A quick thing on the 2022 opportunity for you. Would you be interested in this, yay or nay? I saw this, Barstool tweeted it out, and it comes from Time Out. I don't know what Time Out is.
Okay.
Probably some publication of some sort. In 2022, there will be an exact replica of the Titanic that will set sail from Dubai on a two-week maiden voyage. It will feature dining rooms, cabins, ballroom, a grand staircase identical to those on the original vessel, and it will include a replica of the engine from the doomed ship. We'll have 2,400 passengers, 900 crew members, 110 years after the original Titanic set sail. Are you interested in Titanic Part 2?
No. Zero interest in this. No way I'd go on it. And you know what? To be honest with you, I don't even care to see or hear about it.
You don't want to see
what's,
it?
What's the cost?
I did not see in there the cost
what's
of
the...
They
back?
Have not announced that
just
yet.
Just came in very aggressively with that. What's the cost?
That's right.
Like he knows he's going to win the Mega Millions.
He
he's
going
to buy a first class ticket.
I'm down with this. I'm all over this.
You want to do this?
You want to do Titanic
what
Part 2?
What do you
two,
get
huh?
out of this?
It's a everything's supposed to be identical to the original ship. All the dining room staircases.
But it's not. It's not the original.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Well, not. That's the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
But no. Well, one.
Do you get the blue heart?
Yeah. I just kind of like to, if it's, and I'm wondering if the service in it will replicate how they did it. Like if there's butlers and servants all around or how
racism
they're gonna,
everywhere.
Oh, well, not that
sexism.
Part.
Yeah.
Somebody said, the cost of your life. Nothing. What? How many lifeboats will it have? Hopefully more than the original.
If this sails anywhere near icebergs, nobody should get on this
Somebody
thing.
Said they tried to do this a few years back after the movie came out, but none of the ship insurance companies would back it. Dude, no. Are you kidding me? That thing crashed last time. Okay.
Did you hear, real quickly.
Okay.
I heard, it was John C. Reilly did a podcast with Bill Simmons, and my buddy said, hey, you got to listen to this. So I listened to it because I like John C. Reilly. He has a really funny line. He tried to get Leonardo DiCaprio to do the Mark Wahlberg role in Boogie Nights. He was talking to DiCaprio, and DiCaprio was like, yeah, that sounds interesting, but, you know, I might do this Titanic movie. And he goes, he told DiCaprio, why would you do that? Who wants to watch a boat movie about a boat that sank?
We all know it sinks.
And he said that line, and Simmons kind of just glossed over it. And like 5 minutes later, he comes back to it, and he goes, you know, I just realized that was one of the dumbest things I've ever said. Turns out a lot of people were interested in the Titanic.
One of the biggest movies of all time. How about that? Okay, Mega Millions drawing tonight. Was it 6 or 7 o'clock? 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, somewhere
it's like
in that range?
6:30 maybe.
I got my tickets. I'm ready to win my money. What is the dumbest thing that you're going to buy with your winnings?
Well, the tough thing was I did this for listeners. I don't know if I have an answer for this yet.
So, some of the listener ones are Dickard's.
See, the thing is they're not dumb to us.
Right. Some people just kept it simple. Blowing hookers, of course. One P1 said the first
we
thing.
A lot of listeners interested in blowing hookers. You can do that without winning the Mega Millions.
It's a lot better blowing a lot better hooker if you win the Mega Millions. One of our P1 said the first thing I'm doing is giving my wife a buyout. See ya. Here's $10 million. I'll catch you later.
Wow.
Hey, you got to be honest. You know, somebody said I would buy every ticket to every Charger home game and have him just play for me. I like that one.
Go a little Charlie Sheen.
You're
there,
the only
like
guy
in the Ridley outfield.
That idea made me laugh out loud. Just envisioning one guy sitting in an NFL stadium, like two teams legit playing with one guy in the stands.
To that, I would say, is there still a loud snap count?
Right.
Does he do hut, or does he just like hut? Hike.
Is the guy clap? Like, are you just like one? Yeah, way to go, Chargers!
Does the PA guy do a normal job?
Yeah, does he just go
and
home for
now.
The day? There's no crowd there. Do you do introductions for one guy?
Me and Dirt thought about
hype
this.
Video playing in front of an empty stadium?
How much does it cost for one Blazer game? Let's say they play the Pelicans, so it's not a big game.
To buy every ticket in the building.
Every ticket. Is it $1 million?
Oh, no. I'm going to guess.
I would guess like $500K.
I think 800.
Well, there's what
million.
20. Let's say let's for map 20,000 seats.
Yeah.
What do you think the average if you
for
of all the seats?
You, if you count in the courtside seats all the way down
so
to the high price,
$100 a seat for
20,000.
Yeah, because
you can get cheap ones up high.
That's $2 million.
Yeah, you have $400 million though. So what does it matter? I would buy a neighborhood.
Buy a neighborhood?
I would legitimately buy an entire neighborhood.
A lot of people saying the dumbest thing I would do would put it all on Sprague's picks. Yeah, don't do that.
Or you could double down, make 800 million, baby.
I enjoy this one. I would give you guys each a million a piece if you can work my name into every single show. You're sold. Done. Dude, what's your name? Tell me.
I could easily do that.
I'll say your name in the opening segment. First word out of my mouth. Tom. Okay, now let's get back to the show.
What if he texts, I want to be called Daddy.
Hey, Daddy, I'll open the show with that every day. $1 million? You kidding me?
I'd buy Mike Lynch.
All right.
I'd just buy Mike Lynch.
Mike, how much does a Mike Lynch cost? What's the going rate on Mike Lynch?
I get Mike for like $5 million.
$5 million?
Yeah. He can sleep in his own house, but okay, I want to buy Mike Lynch.
This is weird. That'll do it for us. Hey, pregame show tomorrow starts at noon. Sprague will be on after the game for the postgame. High school football tonight. It's going to be a great weekend. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow and Monday at noon. Number one's next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.